Ladies and gentlemen, in today's world, where people from different corners of the globe travel and work abroad, the importance of a good life has grown immensely. This is where Mercer's Quality of Living survey steps in, and it's nothing short of remarkable. Let me tell you all about it. This survey is like a guiding star for big multinational companies and governments. They use it to figure out how much to pay their employees working in foreign lands. In 2023, the survey brings us some important news, and I'm here to break it down for you. So, what's this survey all about, you ask? Well, it measures the quality of life in cities worldwide. You know, the stuff that makes a city great or not so great for living. Now, let's dive into what they look at. First, they check if a place has a stable government, and if it's safe from crime. Safety first, right? Then, they evaluate the healthcare. Are there good doctors around? Can you get to them easily? Education is another biggie. Are there good schools and colleges, and can everyone access them? They also take a look at the roads, buses, trains, and all those public services. They want to know if a city runs smoothly. And don't forget the fun stuff. They analyze the culture, leisure, and social scene, too. Now here's how they do it. They compare everything in each city to New York City, which is like the gold standard for global living. They look at over 240 cities across the world, checking everything from politics to healthcare to culture. But that's not all. They also consider how easy it is to do business, whether a city cares for the environment, and how much it costs to live there. Now, the moment we've all been waiting for, who's the winner in 2023? It's Vienna, Austria, folks. The city's got it all, history, beautiful buildings, and a vibrant culture scene. Plus, it's safe, has top-notch healthcare and great schools. Right behind Vienna are Zurich, Switzerland, and Auckland, New Zealand. They're no slouches either. They've got excellent healthcare, education, and a nice social vibe going on. But wait, there's more. Western Europe is killing it in the rankings. Cities like Copenhagen, Frankfurt, Munich, and Dusseldorf are all in the top 10. What sets them apart? They're all about sustainability, good transportation, and a rich culture. Now, heading over to the Pacific region. Auckland and Sydney are shining bright. Auckland's all about healthcare and culture, while Sydney is famous for its landmarks and lifestyle. In North America, Vancouver's making a mark thanks to its mix of outdoor fun and city life. And hey, they're all about balance. Not all cities are basking in glory. Some places in Africa and the Middle East are struggling. N'Djamena, Bangui, Khartoum, Sana'a, and Baghdad are facing challenges with politics, infrastructure, and healthcare. They could use some help. Now, let's talk about why this survey matters to you and me. For companies, it helps them figure out how much to pay their employees overseas, making sure it's fair. Individuals and families planning a move can see what to expect in a new city. Cities themselves can use this data to make improvements and attract more businesses and skilled folks. And it doesn't stop there. The survey gives us insights into global trends. It tells us what cities care about and how things are changing over time. In conclusion, Mercer's Quality of Living survey is a game changer in our globalized world. It's like a compass guiding us through the vast sea of international living. Vienna leads the pack in 2023, and cities around the world are rising to the challenge. With all its insights, this survey is a treasure trove for anyone looking to make big moves in the world. Thank you and good night.